When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. For clunkers.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, and welcome, ACC fans and all you Wahoos out there. Big show tonight. We've got a very pleasant surprise. We knew we were going to get John Copper on the show, but John Copper recruited Joe Reed, the former UVA wide receiver and former NFL player, Joe Reed. And very excited that both of them are going to be joining us here in the first segment. Just to sort of set the table tonight, Dr. Boyd Rawls will be joining us later in the first half hour with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Wally Walker, the legend himself, number 41, Hubba.
That is true.
You were 33.
Park Hill was 40. Wally was 41.
What was Bonner?
I think 43.
Okay.
So he was in that same sequence, but Wally obviously was our first Everett Case Award winner in the 1976 ACC tournament.
Landover, Maryland.
Where he played extraordinarily well, and we had the miracle at Landover, which...
that was a special team. How come we've never had Billy Langlow on?
He's hard to find.
Is he hiding in the witness protection program?
I think so.
If anybody knows where Billy Langlow is, please let us know.
Now that Dick Cheney has passed away, Billy has gone to Dick's undisclosed location.
All right, enough foolishness. The UVA football team finished 11-3, 7-1 in conference. They did not win the ACC championship game, but they sure made it a tough fight at the end, even though they didn't. I don't think they played their best football for whatever reason. Anyway, they sure showed Missouri in the Gator Bowl that Virginia could play good, tough, hard-nosed, ground-and-pound football. And I look back on it, and I'm like going, did we beat them 13-7? And yes, we did. And
the last half of the season, and maybe beyond that, the defense played extraordinarily well, and they did in that Missouri game too.
Well, and it takes good quarterbacking to make sure you don't make any boneheaded mistakes, and you had a defense that after that first drive from Missouri, they didn't do anything until the very end of the game, and they made it exciting. But the Wahoos held on, and what does that mean? So, John, welcome to Who's Talking. Joe, welcome to Who's Talking for the first time, and we're delighted to have you guys.
Yeah, Frank,
thanks for having us.
John, why don't you start? What were your thoughts? You've had some time now to digest the Gator Bowl win, the 11-win season. What does it mean for UVA going forward?
I mean, it puts us in a different caliber of team that players are looking for as we head into the offseason. And that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, when you combine the new facilities that we have now with the momentum of this past season and then finishing with 11 wins and, of course, a win in the bowl game, sets us up to be able to recruit, whether it's high school players coming out this year, next year, as well as in the portal, being able to attract high caliber athletes to come here to continue what we've seems like we have on track, at least this last year.
Joe, first time on the show, we're delighted to have you with us, and we're going to get to some exciting things about the business that I think you and John are working towards creating. But let's talk football for a minute. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing since your years in Charlottesville. And you were an All-American. I remember you as a wide receiver, but you moved and performed like a running back. And I used to tell people in the press box, we need to put him at tailback. This guy would be a 1,000-yard rusher, and they'd all laugh at me. I said, I'm telling you, this guy's a running back, and they all made fun of me. But anyway, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on tonight. And yeah, I mean, from as long as I can remember, you know, I never really had a true position when I played football. So, you know, everything that you saw me do in college, I had been doing in Pop Warner and middle school and high school, you know, just being out there and finding creative ways to get the ball and score. But after my All-American season at UVA, I spent 3 years in L.A. with the Chargers and a year with the Bears. And I've been back in the area since then, kind of, you know, just taking the head first dive into life after ball. I'm about halfway done with my MBA program. I did mortgage lending for a little while, and I'm also coaching at St. Ann's Belfield under Coach Miller as the offensive coordinator. And as you had mentioned, you know, recently been partnered up with John and brainstorming to seeing how we can, you know, get better involved with the UVA and Charlottesville community on the business side of things.
Well, I think what you guys are working on, and John has threatened me with, like, execution if I revealed anything, but what I'm hearing so far is very exciting. And I'm going to let you guys, when we get to about 6:15, let you guys talk a little bit about whatever you're comfortable with talking about.
Joe, let me ask you, how do you enjoy the coaching part of things?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's almost like I'm teaching myself the game all over again. Just being in charge of managing, you know, 15 to 16 receivers and high school kids at a time, and learning how everyone absorbs information differently. You know, it's really broken down the game of football for me, and I just enjoy being outside with the kids and spreading that love of the game with them.
You know, Heath Miller is kind of a, you know, one of these celebrity star athletes who sort of lives in the witness protection program. He downplays everything, and it's interesting to me that someone could have been such a big deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I tell you what, I think if you ever found him talking about himself, that would be the first time, right? Tell us a little bit about both of you. Give us your thoughts. You know, with Coach Elliott, obviously had a banner year this year after three pretty rugged years. And now they're trying to retain players from going in the portal. They're trying to find new players. I know that three players have committed to the Cavaliers already. Jacoby Henderson from Rutgers is a cornerback coming to UVA. Christian Ellis is a safety coming from VPI to UVA. I don't think that's ever happened before. Ja'Kael Middlebrook, a running back from Middle Tennessee, has come to UVA. And David Santiago of Michigan State and Chris Durr from Wyoming are coming to make visits. They haven't made a commitment yet. And unfortunately, Trell Harris has already announced that he's going to Oklahoma. So it's kind of a crazy time. What thoughts do you guys have?
Yeah, I think I think we have some momentum to attract quality players. You know, I have been a little bit removed from the program the last number of years, probably a little more than Joe. But everything I hear, I mean, I've had a handful of interactions with Coach Elliott, but everybody I talk to, from the support staff to the you know, the people in the training room, and everybody talks about the quality of human being he is and what he is really doing and inspiring in the players. And you see that, Frank, I mentioned this last time I was on with you, the, you know, I took my kids to a game. We beat Florida State, you know, big, everybody rushed the field. I'm out there on the field with my kids. They're 8 and 11, and we're just meeting players. And these are players I didn't know prior to a few weeks ago, didn't even know their name, but, you know, all of them just took time, you know, to pose with my kids, take some pictures, shake hands, thank us for coming and their support. I mean, it's not just, I think, Coach Elliott and who he is and what he's doing, but I think it's also, I mean, he's attracting that caliber of player as well, which speaks volumes to what they're putting together, I think.
You know, let me ask both of you guys, a lot of conversation is about the culture that Coach Elliott has built. What does that mean to you, the culture, I guess, in the locker room and all the other aspects of the program?
Yeah, I'll touch on this. You know, my involvement with Virginia, I try to show up for practice and show up for games as much as I can. And I'm a mentor of a few of the players. And, you know, Coach Elliott has created this culture of just winning, whether it's on the field, off the field, in the classroom, doesn't matter. You know, he does this really, really good annual kind of a job fair every year that he does for the kids, just to, or young men, just to show them how important it is to be well-rounded athletes. But he also coaches them very hard when it's time to go to practice and when it's time to play. So just embedding in them just that win mentality, no matter what they're doing, has been admirable from my viewpoint.
You know, Antonio Rice and Paul Collins have commented to me off air typically, but also occasionally on air, about their work as mentors to the ball players. And I think for the most part, it's very well received and accepted by the kids that are on the team now. I don't want too much time to get away from us here. I want to give you guys both an opportunity to talk about the potential joint venture that you guys may be working on for your career. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I'll you know, we can't say the name, and I'm not even really comfortable saying the industry, but Joe and I actually met from a mentor of mine. I was explaining to him, you know, the opportunity that we had found. It's a very prominent Virginia business, has deep ties to Charlottesville, and yeah, I mentioned it to my mentor. He's been a mentor of me since I was 19, my first fall there at UVA. And Joe was the first person he said I needed to chat with. And, yeah, we connected and hit it off and just kind of worked through, you know, the different things we were working on. And Joe actually brought Jordan Mack to the table as well. So Jordan's going to be partnering with us on this as well. And, I can't say a whole lot more. We're in the process of putting together our investor team. And, you know, we've got a pretty solid roadmap for where we think, you know, we could take this business. We've got a couple other partners that will be on our core team there as we kind of take things over and take it to the next level. So I can't say too much more about that. But, Joe, I'll kick it over to you. I know you're pretty excited about what we're working on, too.
Yeah, and I'll keep it brief as well, because I would definitely slip up and probably say more than I need to. But, you know, I'm excited because I think this is the ultimate example of just how UVA football is a brotherhood. You know, John, you play for Coach Groh, I believe. Is that correct?
I did. 08 was my last year.
God, they wore leather helmets in those days.
No face masks.
No mask. That's why John kind of...
To have John play for Coach Groh and obviously myself for Coach Menhall, just to be able to bridge that gap of the brotherhood and do something cool like this is just very exciting to me. And, you know, I think this is what it's all about. When I go back and talk to the current players at UVA, I always tell them if there's any type of, you know, alumni engagement that they can do, make sure they do it, because you never really know where those relationships will take you. So as John said, I'm very excited. You know, I don't want to say too much, but we can't wait to reveal what we're up to.
You know, Joe, what was your degree in when you were at Virginia? What was your major? What was your major?
Oh, I designed my own major. Similar to my football career, in the classroom, I kind of like to learn about everything. And I was able to talk them into letting me design my own major under American Studies. So I pretty much took every class under the sun that I was interested in.
Well, sometimes that can pay off. John, what was your major? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. My dad was a pastor growing up, and so I majored in religious studies. And there were a ton of tremendous professors in that department that I still keep in touch with. I think if I had to do it over, I may have at least double majored in economics. But the way I was thinking about it, my second year when I had to declare, is I wanted to spend a lot of time on football, and I knew theology, the Bible, pretty well, and I thought that might be a faster point for me to be in terms of my class and my grades and all that. So that was the calculus. Again, if I had to do it over, I would probably still major in religious studies, but I probably would have doubled in economics or something like that.
I don't blame you. Guys, I'm going to pivot back to one thing. We've got about a minute left before we go to break. The new schedule for next year has not come out, but the home and away games for the ACC opponents, Virginia will host California, Duke, UNC, NC State, and Syracuse. Now, the NC State game is going to be played in Rio. For the life of me, I don't understand why we would give up a home game in Scott Stadium to go to Brazil. The away contests are Florida State, Tallahassee, SMU down in Dallas, VPI in Blacksburg, and Wake Forest down there in Winston-Salem. 9-game conference schedule now, and what do you think Virginia's going to pull off this coming year? Early prediction, we're not going to write it down.
I said 10 wins last year, and I said 10 wins last year, and I was pretty close, so I'm gonna stick to 10 for this upcoming season.
Bold. How about you, Copper?
I'm gonna give us 9. I think college football is trending more towards the NFL.
Yep.
In the NFL, there's a lot more parity, and you can have a team like UVA, 5 wins last year, 11 wins this year. So, you know, when you get into that, you know, +2 or +3 win category, that's an accomplishment, I think, every season with the way it's going.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting with the expanded conference. We were playing all 4 North Carolina schools. Unfortunately, 3 of them we lost to this year, Wake, Duke, and NC State.
I think we're going to turn that around this year.
Hopefully, yes.
All right, I want to thank both of you. We've enjoyed having John Copper and Joe Reed joining us, and eventually down the road, you guys will be able to talk about the new business, right?
Yeah, we need to hear from you.
Frank, I'll just say one thing. It's not a startup, and we think it'll impact almost every community in Virginia.
No, I love that. All right. Listen, thank you so much. You guys have a great, happy New Year week. We're going to say goodbye until we go to the next. We're going to break. Come back with Dr. Boyd Rawls, Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay with us. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease, because not everyone...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One response to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from 3 and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are 2 locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. award-winning service, and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Second segment tonight of Who's Talking. We've got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report, and we've got Dr. Boyd Rawls on the line, I'm told.
Yeah, it's we're talking about his sweet spot here, hand and wrist.
Mr. Hand Wrist Specialist himself.
All right, Boyd, you know, we talked a little about this last week. Ja'Kari White, how come we don't shoot him up and tape him up and get him out there?
It's not even his shooting wrist. It's not even his shooting wrist.
Yeah. You know, back in my day, Doc McHugh pulled out the needle and got me ready to go. You know, why don't they do that anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get you going. Well, I mean, it depends on how far they expect you to go, right?
Well, yeah, do you know anything about, he had wrist surgery.
He hurt his left wrist. He had surgery.
So what does that generally mean in your estimation?
Yeah, could mean a bunch of different things. I mean, honestly, I'm not sure of the details of exactly what he had done, whether he had a fracture or something else. But usually these guys are out for a period of time, a couple of weeks, at least. And sometimes we'll let them play in a good cast or a brace. We get the therapist to make a nice solid moldable plastic brace to kind of lock them in. It just kind of depends on what the injury is.
Jody speculated 4 to 6 weeks.
That's probably about right. I mean, and that's true for most things. It's kind of a generalization, but the goal is to get these guys back in a safe way. And usually, again, there's some variability there, but most things, you can kind of let heal up, especially if it's an operation, a surgical thing. The sort of soft tissues in the incisions, once they're healed after a few weeks, you can do a pretty good job of keeping the rest of the wrist together with some sort of an orthosis or, immobilization or splint or something to, allow them to get back. And, some things you don't even need that. So.
Is there any rehab for this, for a wrist injury like that? Or what do you think?
Yeah. Well, things, especially if you have to immobilize them for a period of time, they tend to get stiff and, they're pretty, we are too with the weekend warriors, but these guys, the UVA guys, are great with the therapists up there in terms of making sure that the the fingers and the elbow and everything kind of around the wrist doesn't stiffen up too much, so that when they're ready to start moving, they're ready to go.
Yeah, Ja'Kari is one of our better shooters, if not the best shooter on the team, so it would be certainly helpful to have him back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, he was leading the team, I think, in made threes.
Yeah, and I think defensively, I think he's a decent on-ball defender, which we could use that too.
Well, and that's where a wrist injury probably is more vulnerable, right?
I would think so. You know, especially it's a little less predictable. You know, it's certainly I think defensively. Of course, we see injuries on both sides of the court, but you know, probably a little bit more vulnerable playing defense.
Well, his injury came as a result of a spectacular dunk, so maybe we just need to teach him how to do layups and not dunks.
Well, he made a spectacular play. That was Maryland, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a spectacular play.
It was a highlight, but unfortunately the low light was the injury.
And, you know, the injury didn't occur at the rim. I think it occurred when he landed. When he came down hard, he was fouled hard from the side. Some darn terrapin knocked him to the floor. And
you know, those turtles.
Yeah. You know, it reminded me of when we had DeAndre Hunter get hurt back there in Brooklyn. And I'm like, you know, why can't you respect the Wahoo going to the hoop?
Well,
that's right.
Hopefully he can get back soon, because we, you know, fortunately down at NC State, Sam Lewis shot the ball pretty well. But we could certainly use Jakari back as soon as possible. But Boyd, as always, we thank you. Happy New Year to you and your colleagues at Ortho Virginia, and you'll be back in the rotation soon, and we'll look forward to it.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, we're going to go to break now. Speaking of basketball, my friend and teammate and Deputy Athletic Director Wally Walker will join us after these commercial messages. You're listening to Who's Talking. Stay tuned. You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on display.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion. Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now,
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Crown Acura Richmond. Discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8255.
888-344-7.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Freeman Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Who's Talking Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking? Third segment, and we're very excited to have Wally Walker. We could talk 10-minute intro, but we're not going to do that tonight because there's so much important news out there, and Hubbo has lots to say. Go, Hubbo.
Absolutely. Wally, we appreciate your time tonight, as always. Thank you, sir.
Of course. Hey, guys. Yeah, good to
now,
be with
now,
you.
Now, I was going to start with this. Yeah, I know Coach Odom had several really nice years down in Blacksburg with Seth Greenberg, but he does know we don't like losing to the Hokies, doesn't he?
Pretty sure he does. I think fair to say keenly aware of that fact.
Well, good. Make sure you remind him the next time you see him. You know,
yeah, I think he's okay there.
When they come back to JPJ for the final game of the regular season, we want to make sure we take care of business. But, you know, we want to talk finance with you, too. But since we're on basketball, you know, the Hoos obviously off to a good start, 12-2 on the campaign. What's your overall assessment of the team through 14 games?
I'm very encouraged, and there are a lot of different ways we can win, and there isn't a matchup that really worries me team-wise. Some individual matchups, and, you know, we're going to have trouble, like everyone in college basketball, with a big, quick, talented, you know, point guard who can, you know, create, but everyone has that matchup issue. But as a team, we got a complete team. We can play inside out, big, small, and we're versatile and consistently shoot the ball. And, you know, I have also the benefit from being here and going to a lot of practice, including today. And the team really has a nice spirit about it. They're always energetic and focused. And I always walk out of that practice saying, man, we got something here. Because they, you know, they work hard to get their work done, but they're having fun. And those teams tend to do well.
Yeah, you know, I've told people, you know, they have talent, they have size, they have depth. I think Coach Odom has done a good job building the culture. You know, I mean, it's almost a complete new roster, but yet they seem to play well together, like each other, and they do a good job of sharing the basketball.
All true. And the one thing that always strikes me about our team this year, but also his teams at VCU, and I, of course, had the benefit of watching his team a lot last year. We had that awkward interim coaching situation, so I watched VCU a lot. They swing the ball as well as any team that I've seen, and then you go to practice, you understand why, because he really emphasizes it. And even from the first week of practice here last summer, that was a point of emphasis, and you can see reflecting that teams that swing the ball, get it side to side, are really hard to guard. It creates driving lanes and openings, and so that's impressive to me.
I know you're not a medical guy, but do you have any inside information on Jakari White and how long he might be out?
Well, I was at practice today, and he didn't practice, but I think his cast is off from what I could tell from a bit of a distance. And they're not exactly sure, at least I wasn't talking to medical people either, but they thought he was going to try it pretty soon. I don't know if that means games yet, but, it sounded encouraging to me.
Yeah, I think he's clearly one of our best perimeter shooters. Now we have a bunch of guys who can shoot it, but he's especially gifted in that regard. And I think, speaking of that guard, who's a point guard, I think he's got some skill on the defensive end as well, so it would be helpful to have him back as soon as possible.
Well, he can really get his own shot. I mean, he moves laterally so well, but he's got that great handle and can just raise. He's got an NBA-style release.
What about finances? We're in the process now of rebuilding the football roster. Do we have adequate resources to do that?
Well, the system has all changed again. It's gone from we and everyone else raised money like crazy, last year through the first half of the year through June 30th, because there was no budget, no limit, and that morphed on July 1st to a revenue share / salary cap, which mean the same thing. But what that means is people have, at least the Power Four all have, similar amounts of money to spend across the athletic department. Now everyone has discretion to allocate it per sport as they see fit, and Carla, of course, being key spokesperson, has said football is going to get kind of 75%. I don't know that exact number of that total. So yes is the short answer, and then the wild card for everybody, and whereas we continue to need to do our work, is the commercial NIL. So players can still get paid, for their appearances, their time, their endorsement for commercial products, and we need all our fans who own businesses that want to help, and it's not charity. They're going to get a benefit from one of our players endorsing their products and service. We need all those to help.
And there's no limit on that, right?
There's no limit, but all the deals are scrutinized by the College Sports Commission, and they have to be market-based and not just some crazy number because somebody wants to. So it is regulated.
Wally, with all that said, Ryan Odom found just a star in the making. Chance Mallory, to me, is maybe the biggest surprise, not only for Virginia, but maybe in the conference. I mean, he is coming into games and just having an amazing impact right away. I mean, haven't you been surprised?
Yeah, in every way. I mean, his rebound numbers are stunning. And he just is so active and involved in plays and helping in little ways that the stats and the data bear that out. I got sent some data last week by the guy who literally wrote the book on basketball analysis. If you look up his name is Dean Oliver. Some call him the OG of basketball data analytics. And I hired him, gave him his first NBA job with us in Seattle. So I hear from him from time to time, and he just sends me stuff. And he rated Chance, just as you're saying, Frank, one of the best guys and, our top player for effectiveness at this point. And he's got good competition with the guys like DeRitter. But Chance really grades out at the top of the heap in terms of just analytics.
He's just remarkable. Let's give it a second. I mean, he's playing good man on defense, which Tony Bennett used to love. He has got a nose for the ball, and he goes down to gets those loose balls on the floor, and he pursues rebounds. I wish the rest of the team would rebound the way he did, but that's another story altogether.
I talked about his rebounding, but wasn't it back-to-back games? He had six and then five steals back-to-back. It wasn't back-to-back. It was two out of three.
Right.
Those are crazy numbers. You just don't see that.
We talked about the on-ball defense. He's probably our best on-ball defender against other teams' guards, particularly if they have quickness.
Well, yeah, and he's so strong. I mean, he's not tall, and stating the obvious, but he's so strong and determined that he does stay in front. And we all benefit, and certainly our players benefit from having a couple of good shot blockers back there behind him and all of them.
Yeah, I like, and I know a lot of times it depends on matchups, but I like it when he and Dahlin Hall are in the game at the same time. I think that makes a nice combination. Makes us a little smaller, but I think they play well together.
Yeah, and you know, having those two ball handlers on the court at all times means you have a couple guys who can make plays and get everybody in the right place. So, yeah, that is helpful. And, we got some other guys who can play the two. You want to get Jakari and Malik out there too, of course.
Well, they, to me, some of these guys are learning how to defer and how to set up their teammates a little bit more maybe than they used to where they – played previously, and I think about Malik Thomas possibly being a example one. But to me, it's so obvious. There's so much talent on this team. It's a rich lineup. And I was down there for the Dayton game down there in Charlotte, and I was sitting pretty low, and I kept telling my friends nearby, I was like, you guys pay attention. Every one of these guys is demonstrating beyond a shadow of doubt why they are on the team. And Dahlin Hall has had some great games recently, and I think he can do more. I mean, honestly, offensively, he can do more.
It's almost as much.
He's a leader. Again, with watching the number of practices I have, he's clearly a team leader, and effectively communicates with his teammates in a way that they respond well to.
Yeah, and I think he's what the coaches always say, he's got a high basketball IQ. I think
yes.
Part of that is just his experience. He's played for a number of years, but he's a great guy to have out on the floor and clearly is showing a lot of leadership. So what's the upside for this team? If you're sitting here today, maybe getting close to mid-season, where do you think this team can improve going forward?
Well, the obvious one was already referenced is the rebounding, the defensive rebound. We have a great offensive rebounding team, but we got to clear the ball on the defensive board. And one thing I liked about the NC State game, and it started right from almost the first play, is Malik Thomas took upon himself to go in there and grab a bunch of defensive boards. That's a place that is emphasized today.
Yeah.
A lot of checkout drills. They're very aware that that's the place we need to upgrade. And I am encouraged by how much we've improved defensively. That game, even the Virginia Tech game, of course, we got worn down and the foul trouble. We can question calls, of course, if we want to. But we defended well, and the whole NC State 20 points in the first half on their court. That's good defense.
You know. I think they have the potential to do so much better, and it's wild to say that considering how well they usually play. 12-2 is nothing to sneeze at. It's interesting. The ACC right now has five teams in the top 20. The AP top 25 poll today: Duke is number 6, Carolina has fallen to number 17. Louisville's at 20, Virginia's at 23, and SMU's at 24. I think the ACC is not getting enough love, and they've got to keep winning so that they can move up the chart. Honestly, I think the Big Ten and particularly the Big 12 are getting way too much credit. I'm going to have to start studying all the schedules for these teams, but I think Virginia is good enough to be a top 10 team, don't you?
Yeah, I'll go back where I started. We can match up with anybody. We can beat anybody. And it's a team that isn't taking anything for granted, and they keep doing the work. So I don't want to put any limitations on them as I'm thinking about them in my own mind.
Yep.
They could do a lot of damage. Yep. Places to improve, get better. We're still relatively young. We're relying on a lot of first year guys. Some of them are a little more mature than the first years that used to be, but they're still senior for the first time.
Two big games this week: California Wednesday night, Stanford on Saturday. And as you well know, Wally, you got to protect your home court, and then try to get as many as you can on the road.
Yeah, I watched Cal and Stanford, including watching Stanford beat Louisville on Saturday. So they're a threat. Cal is solid, and Danny Ames is playing great for him. And it'll be fun to see Isaiah Wilkins again. Wish he was, not on the opposing sideline, but he's a great guy. Good to have him back in the building.
Absolutely. Well, Wally, we will call upon you again maybe later in the season to get an update. In the meantime, Happy New Year, and thanks for your time this evening.
Okay, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Take care, Wally.
All right, we're going to go to final break. We got some Olympic news. Take a look at maybe the football playoffs.
Football playoff. We'll talk about that. And we hope you'll stay with us for the final segment.
Be right back.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lending.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis, but Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here telling you that BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Listen up now. This is awesome. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You should be. It's great. You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, you gotta love it. Led Zeppelin at their finest. Welcome you back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We've had a lot of fun with John Copper, Joe Reed, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and Wally Walker. And next week's show, Hobbo, we have Jerry Ratcliffe, the esteemed sports journalist, and Dr. Robert Stokes, your recruit.
That's right.
And Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to get Bobby's assessment on Chance Mallory.
Yes, I can't wait to hear his thoughts.
He's a similar kind of player.
Yes. All right, we want to take a moment here and update our listeners. A good friend of the program and a sports journalist who's highly respected, he used to write for the Daily Progress, and he's written for the Augusta Free Press, and I think he's contributed some for Jerry Ratcliffe's website, Scott German. Scott is a good friend of mine and Hobbo's, and he has recently had surgery today, and by all accounts, the doctors gave him flying colors, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Go get him, Scotty. Yeah. All right.
Look forward to seeing you soon. Just before we get to the college playoffs, we just wanted to give a shout-out to the Lady Hoos. They won a double overtime thriller yesterday down in Tallahassee. The Wahoos now are 12-3 overall and 4-0 in the ACC. And this week they will play at Georgia Tech on Thursday and be at home against Syracuse on Sunday. So we hope the Lady Wahoos continue to play well.
And the star guard for the Cavaliers, Kiamora Johnson.
She played all 50 minutes yesterday and had 31 points.
So. Only 31?
Well, that's pretty pretty good. But
she must have sprained an ankle. How did she not break 40?
Well,
you know what?
She clearly is a good player.
Listen,
and must be in great shape to play all 50 minutes.
She is going to be first team All ACC this year. She's killing it. All right, let's talk about the college football playoff
game Thursday night and Friday night, I believe. Right?
Yeah. You've got January the 8th. Hobbo is the first game, 7:30 p.m. That is the Fiesta Bowl, which has been cannibalized by the college football playoff. And number 6, Ole Miss, will play number 10, Miami. And guess what? Miami is favored by 3 points. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Miami will cover, and Miami is going to look good in this game. Miami has found their mojo again. And finally, their team, the Canes, are playing like the hype that they've always
They're playing
promoted
well.
From out of Florida.
Especially on the defensive side of the football. They've been terrific.
Reuben Baines, so what? Well, I'm just kidding.
But Mississippi, don't sleep on the Rebels. I think we probably are looking at two good games.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, I've been reading where Trinidad, the quarterback for Ole Miss, has been trying to get a letter to the NCAA so he get a 6-year of eligibility, and I think it's so he can leave Ole Miss to shop around and go get a huge bag of money.
Maybe at LSU. You never know.
Well, you never know. But anyway, that will be a good game.
What about the Friday night game?
Friday night game. Oregon versus Indiana. Number 1, Indiana looks like they have just controlled everything. This is a grudge game because early this season, Oregon was beaten by Indiana, and that stunned most everyone in college football. I would expect this game to go down to the wire, and even though Indiana is favored by 4 points, I think this is more of a pick 'em. And
that game is that the Peach Bowl? Is that Atlanta?
It is the Peach Bowl.
Okay.
All these games are on ESPN, 7:30 kickoffs, and I wouldn't be shocked if Oregon bounced back here because this is a grudge game.
I think they both could be very competitive, compelling games, and the national title game is 2 weeks from tonight.
Which is January 19th, which is too far away. That game is going to be in Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami, 7:30 kickoff for that game. That's usually a Monday night, right, 19th?
Yeah.
It's too early to start trying to handicap that, but I'm just going to say I wouldn't be shocked if Oregon, Indiana goes down to the wire. I think Miami will control Ole Miss and win that game. It's been an exciting football season, and it's great that coming down to the wire. All right.
Well, as we said, two big games for the Hoos, California Wednesday, Stanford on Saturday. Go Hoos, and we'll be back next week at the normal time of 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos.
That's it. It's all over. Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Month free to